You are with Pauline again at Radio Epcop. Now what? You have created a fantastic e-portfolio, but who are you going to share it with? What else do you need to do? My e-portfolio is constantly evolving. What started as a means to gain recognition of prior learning is fast becoming my preferred medium of continuing professional development and lifelong learning. As I mentioned in an earlier edition, I want to develop an e-portfolio in the cloud. So I'm planning how best to do that. I will keep my Mahara ePortfolio, but I will start to use a wide range of tools all linked together to put a view of myself out to whomever might want to see it or might want to connect with me. I hope this will help me to further develop my personal learning network and to continue my process of lifelong learning. Of course, privacy becomes an issue when developing such an open ePortfolio, and I'm still carefully considering how much information I should make available.